However, it was more than the Jedi's raw power that interested Scourge. Unlike all the instructors at the Academy, or even Nyriss herself, Revan had experienced both the light and the dark sides of the Force. He had a unique perspective on its strengths and weaknesses, and Scourge was eager to learn from his experience. It hadn't been easy, of course. Revan had regarded him as an enemy at first. Scourge was the being who tortured him for information. But over time, that had slowly changed. Revan was held in almost total seclusion. The guards were forbidden to speak with him, and once Nyriss all but forgot about him, the weekly visits from Scourge were his only source of conversation or contact. Scourge understood that long periods of solitary confinement could be even harder to endure than the brutal physical suffering of the interrogations. Loneliness and isolation would eat away at the mind and the spirit. It was inevitable that Revan would forge a relationship with the only person he ever had any contact with. It was a slow and subtle process, and even now they still regarded each other with suspicion and mistrust. But eventually, the instinctive need for interaction had caused Revan to open up. He would give carefully guarded answers to Scourge's questions about his beliefs and philosophies, or let slip bits and pieces of his knowledge of the Force. No matter how long they spoke, Revan was careful to say very little. But over the years, the tiny drops of wisdom had accumulated into a great reservoir for Scourge to draw on. Nyriss may have had no further use for Revan, but Scourge was going to exploit this invaluable resource for all its worth. Scourge unlocked the door to Revan's cell. The Jedi was still wearing the same brown robes he had been captured in. The clothes, like the prisoner himself, had not been properly cleaned in 3 years. Scourge winced at the stale, pungent scent wafting off the human, but it was a small price to pay, considering how much he had already gained from their regular visits.
"Revan," he said,
noting that the prisoner's eyes were still closed.
"I wish to speak with you.